Hey, everybody, we're back with another version of Flock and Gather. It is the podcast, the short podcast, only 18 minutes to the Spa and Wellness Channel and the rest of the world, but I love doing it. And I'm going cross country to some of my old stomping grounds in Miami these days. I have Tiffany Fields with me. She is a PhD in psychology. She is part of Massage Makes Me Happy, and she's smiling, and I'm smiling, and our faces aren't frozen, and I'm happy to have her today. Hello, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm good, Alan. How are you?
Good. Okay, you told me, I know that was a mouthful for people, but you're running the Touch Research Institute at the University of Miami College of Medicine. Did I get that correctly?
School of Medicine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's the Touch Research Institute? Talk about TRI for a minute, will you please?
Right. Well, basically, we've done over 400 studies on different forms of alternative therapies for almost 400 different conditions. Some of them we've done multiple studies, but everything from massage therapy to acupuncture to Tai Chi to yoga. Those are the forms of therapy that we've used. And the conditions range from attention problems like ADD and autism, depression, anxiety, the various psychiatric problems. Then we've also done research on autoimmune conditions like asthma, diabetes, and a lot of pain syndromes, arthritis, low back pain, migraine headaches, carpal tunnel, and so forth. Those are probably the most meaningful to massage therapists because most people go to a massage therapist for pain. And finally, we've done a lot of immune conditions, breast cancer, HIV, leukemia. Because we know, and I don't know if you want to know, if you're going to ask me what the underlying mechanism is.
If you're going down this road, tell me, but when people say they've done studies, does this mean there is real actual studies? There's white papers. Can people read about the...
There are publications. Yes.
Got it. So let me ask you a question because you know, I mean, I've been in this industry 33 years now and I'm still like a kid in a candy shop. I'm a digester of a lot of things and I still love reading this because remember, and you and I, well, you could be my younger sister, but we've been in this a long time.
Thank you.
Right? I remember when I first started going to massage and my friends knew I was in this business. And this is back when people would say, like, do I fully undress or do I wear my underwear? And now people say to me, I went to the XYZ spa, I had a facial, I had a massage, I tried this. Now, it's become kind of a normal, they blend allopathic or modern medicine with getting complementary medicine, right? This has become more standard in our industry, hasn't it?
Yes, very definitely. And in fact, so standard that the National Institutes of Health is now calling it part of traditional medicine rather than alternative therapies or complementary therapies. And as a result, though, it means that the research monies are no longer there for massage.
And the double-edged sword, yeah.
Yeah, most of their money now is being spent on herbal therapy. But massage and acupuncture have gone into the category of being considered traditional medicine.
Okay, so before we got on air, I told you that most of my... that I carry an insurance policy because you have to today, except I utilize mine as what I would call catastrophic care, and I hope I'm never there. But if I don't feel good, I go to the chiropractor. I get acupuncture. I get massage. Do we have any kind of feeling? How many people, what's the percentage of people who act like you and I, as opposed to, I have a sniffle, I run to the doctor? Of course, no one's running to the doctor today, but in general.
Yes, right. And we just completed a COVID-19 survey. And even though there's a lot of people out there, 60% reporting that they feel touch deprived, about 68% reporting that they're bored, another 70-some percent saying they're fatigued, and then they go up up from there to anxiety, depression, PTSD symptoms. But there's a huge buffer in all of this, which is that 86% of people are exercising. And so exercise has turned out to be a huge buffer for the COVID-19 problems.
You know, and, I should talk. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I should talk to you more often because you're verbalizing a lot of the things I think are the way we live. I mean, we walk the dog every single morning without fail. Mm-hmm. We've set up a gym in our garage. So I'm on the elliptical and I do weights and I stretch and I do all this stuff. Now, for me, it's become a regular part of my life. But Tiffany, you're saying 60 to 70% of people in the country have this malaise over the last 8-10 months from COVID who are what? Eating Fritos on the couch? And I love Fritos, but I just don't sit on the couch and eat them.
Well, I was surprised that as many as 86% are exercising. And I mean, that's a good thing. And you know, the same effects can be had from exercise that can be had from massage. And that is because both of them involve the stimulation of pressure receptors under the skin. And that gets me into the underlying mechanism, which I think is important for people to know, especially right now when a lot of people can't go to massage therapists. If they exercise, they are going to get very much the same kind of stimulation.
Do you know, Tiffany, there's obviously I don't listen anymore, but I used to listen in the car in Minneapolis to the radio. I don't think anyone even listens to the radio. Isn't everything XM or Sirius in a car practically these days? But, well, of course, who's driving? That's another issue going on here. Hopefully all that will go away. But this guy, Joe Suchere, he did sports stuff, but it was kind of a variety show. And people would call in and complain and this, and almost like the backwards country western song, right? My wife left me, the dog is gone, you know, I didn't pay the mortgage. He used to have an expression for people who called and complained. He used to say, hey, make a move, do something. Yeah, and it always reminded me that you have to move your body every day, correct? This is not just, there's no excuse for not walking around the block at the very minimum. Talk about that.
Right. Well, that's true. And you know, I mentioned that it's a stimulation of the pressure receptors under your skin that keeps you healthy. What happens is that they send a message to the vagus in the brain, and the vagus slows down the nervous system. So it slows down heart rate, it slows down blood pressure, it slows down stress hormones. And when it does that, and the chief one is cortisol, when it slows that down, natural killer cells are saved. And natural killer cells kill viral cells, bacterial cells, and cancer cells. So there's a very lawful physiological biochemical thing that's going on here. And people who don't get exercise or don't get any stimulation to their pressure receptors get sick.
So at a minimum, do something. I don't care if you walk around your house. You just need to get up and move, right?
That's right.
Okay. We're going to talk about the big subject here today because it makes me happy. And that's massage. And we're talking about massage makes me happy. And I know you are a founder with Linda Soline Wolf and CG Funk and a few others. Is that right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And it comes around every March. Is that 20 or 21? I can't remember.
I think it's 21.
March 21st every year. But I've been getting massage for so long. I said this to you that for me, it's like if I miss it, something's not right in my world. I go every 2 weeks like clockwork. And I can tell you, and my favorite time, Tiffany, you'll know the answer to this, but I'm going to tell you anyways. Do you know when my favorite time to go for massages? When I feel really good. Not when I'm hurting and I'm in pain. It's the same thing for going to the chiropractor or acupuncture, which is why I go regularly. Why is it when I feel good, I enjoy it so much more?
Because it makes you happy.
It does make me happy.
Okay. And healthy. I keep wanting to add and healthy.
Okay, well, let's make sure that we do that because that's almost like the tagline. To massage makes me happy. So wait, is the website massagemakesmehappy.com? People can go there,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. tell me how you ran into CG Funk and Linda Soline Wolf, and how did this thing start?
Well, I'm not exactly sure how it started. I think I met them at a massage association meeting of some sort. And then that went from there. They knew that I was running the Touch Research Institute, so they thought it would be appropriate to introduce themselves to me. And I met them, and then we've been doing that ever since then. I've known them much longer than Massage Makes Me Happy, but... The Massage Makes Me Happy has been the product of a huge number of people who are very committed to making the world appreciate how massage makes people happy and healthy.
We're talking with Tiffany Fields today. She has a PhD in psychology. She runs the Touch Research Institute at the University of Miami School of Medicine. Man, that's a mouthful, but I love saying it anyways. Tiffany, I think massage, I mean, we know it's ballooned over the years because just look at the amount of facilities that are around. And I think it is so critical that Massage Makes Me Happy. People, go visit it, please. MassageMakesMeHappy.com. And healthy. We got to make sure that we add that. I had to look at my notes. That's why I paused for a quick minute. But Tiffany, people have been getting massage since the beginning of time. Do we really need studies and documents to show that it works? Is anecdotal evidence that people talk about how good it feels, is that not enough today? Can you answer to that?
I think the anecdotal evidence is enough. Obviously, since it's the fastest growing profession. Now, I don't know how COVID is going to affect that, but people are being very resourceful and innovative about how they can still deliver massage therapy. And that's wonderful because people need it. And many places where there's lockdown and they can't have it, they are teaching people over Zoom and the internet how to do self-massage and how to massage each other because, you know, you can learn to massage everyone in your family.
I can tell you, I've always been the family massager. And when Kathy and I sit down after dinner, the first thing she does is put her feet up in my lap. It's unspoken now that that I'm going to be the guy who does it in the house here. So, I love it. I love it as much as anything else. The other thing, I remember reading this, and a lot of people I know with needles have this thing, but acupuncture needles have never bothered me. And I know there's been a lot of studies on acupuncture, but I remember reading somewhere that they talk about acupuncture from like 3,000 years ago in the Indian Sanskrit text, that there's conversation about these things that keep you healthy. So for me, I don't need double-blind studies or anything to feel good. But for people who want to do the research, there's plenty of studies now that talk about the validity of all of these we're not going to call them complementary anymore. I'm going with traditional. So with these traditional medicines, but massage is kind of the easy one to start with, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I think I haven't ever heard of anyone who is averse to massage, who found it aversive. People ask me that all the time. They say, well, don't you have a high dropout rate in your studies on massage? No one ever refuses a massage. Not even people who have been sexually abused or kids who have autism, people that you hear might be averse to touch. They love it.
And people forget too that, some people go, well, I don't like my feet touched. Well, tell your therapist not to work on your feet. I mean, it's not complicated. Just be a good communicator.
Right. The only thing I always say to people is for the positive effects to happen, you have to move the skin. The light stroking is not going to give you those effects because light stroking is arousing. But we know that when you move the skin, that's when you get that whole chain of events of, you know, the nervous system slowing down, the stress hormones slowing down and saving the natural killer
cells. Right. And I want to remind people, because you touched on it earlier, I love all the double entendres we can use in our business, right? There are many, many, many different maladies that are affecting people. That massage has come to be a good source of of well-being and healing, mm-hmm. sort of healing. I know we have to be careful how we say that, but it's been known to, and it helps you feel better regardless of what it is. And as I told you earlier, I'm self-diagnosed ADD. So massage is one of those things where I never go in for less than a 90-minute massage because it takes me 15 minutes to settle down. Mm-hmm. But once I settle down, Tiffany, I'm out like a rock. I'm amazed still to this day, after getting massage for 30 plus years, yeah. how well I go out when I get a massage.
Right. I do that too. And sometimes psychologists ask me, well, what do the massage therapists talk to you about? And I say, well, they don't really need to talk to you because they're doing everything to make you feel so good that you go into another space. And it's wonderful.
You asked about you told us what's going on in states that are closing down, but I'm in Arizona and kind of it's open, relatively open. I mean, look, I don't fight this. If a business says wear a mask, I put a darn mask on. I mean, it's even if it didn't and I was going inside somewhere, I'd put a mask on. So it doesn't bother me. We're not talking about the validity of a mask or not, just that I abide by the rules of mm-hmm. of whatever it says on the door when you go somewhere. But I have to tell you, 10 minutes one way from me is an Elements massage. I talked to the gal there who runs that one. She said, they've got like 8 therapists on staff trying to hire 4 more and they can't because everybody's working. There is a Hand in Stone 5 minutes the other direction. They're busy and they can't find more people to hire. So I don't need anyone to tell me that I know people have gone back for massage and facials and all the other treatments that keep them happy and healthy. See, you've got me started now, Tiffany. I'll never drop that anymore. By the way, the gals always have sent me, when I'm doing trade shows for the associations, they always send me with a big box of stickers and pins and other stuff. And I have to tell you, it's an automatic stop for people at the booth where people go, oh, massage makes me happy. I love that. And they rip on the stickers and throw them onto their jackets or the shirts. And they love pins. And I think it's ironic that just small collateral like that helps engage people and keep them happy as well. Yes.
Right. Exactly.
Tiffany, I've loved talking to you today. I love everything you're doing. We're going to add, we already have Massage Makes Me Happy. People go there directly, massagemakesmehappy.com. You can go to the Touch Research Institute. You can go to the website for the Spa Industry Association because we have Massage Makes Me Happy. And I'm going to, Tiffany, we'll list the TRI on our website too. So there's a link and people can go find you and your research that way too. And hopefully with the vaccine, as we're doing this podcast, the vaccine in the U.S. rolled out, was it yesterday or 2 days ago?
Yeah, it's yesterday, yeah.
Yesterday, and people, there's pluses and minuses, I'm sure, but if you can and you will, please, when the vaccine's available to you, go get vaccinated. We'll hit that R factor, that tipping point, and we will get back to some form of normality. Tiffany Fields, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Take care.
Pleasure. And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.